Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
ASAP. This is another Sean Allen podcast. Apple listeners, please hit that subscribe button, write a review with the 5-star rating ASAP. And if you're listening on Spotify, please follow. It's free. The clip of this episode belongs to another podcast that I was featured on, along with a friend. This was recorded a year ago, where I predicted the fate of Kamala's run to the White House and predicted the Biden-Harris ticket. Let's jump right in. Oh. I wear like the mask, like the Chinese people be wearing those masks.
You a lie. Do you really?
Talking about? I really do have one of those.
Well, we get to that point. Living out here in California, we laughing right now. Well, I'm laughing right now.
It's called a surgical mask, right?
I don't know. It looks like something like that. I don't know what it's called.
And they wear that because the air quality in those Asian countries are so bad. So those people wear those.
But can you imagine what the air quality is in those masks if you didn't brush your teeth?
I know, right?
Stanky ass breath. Ooh, you still can't breathe. You may as well just inhale the ash, nigga. Okay, now.
I wonder if whoever the next president that we elect have any.
Kamala Harris.
She's from California, too, so.
So they have a big responsibility.
Definitely. Because this
they will have a big responsibility. So, but it's fair to say that you think Kamala Harris is going to be the next president then, huh?
She got what it takes. Like, she's very qualified. I mean, there's some things she's done in her past political career that, you know, we don't agree with, that some people don't, a lot of people don't agree with. But
Do they even know what her record was? Like, yeah, people, what do you don't agree with? That you have looked up and researched yourself. Now, if you didn't look up and research something yourself, then save it. But if you've looked up, researched, and found out some real dirt about her, then by all means, call it out. But when people start saying, oh, I don't, because I'm not even going to repeat some of the shit, because I feel like it's sad. Because, again, I think it's sad because I feel like what I have learned of her record,
right?
She is very much a pro-black person. She is a civil rights activist.
She's married to like a white man, though.
That's not here nor there. What's that got to do with anything? I know in a lot of brothers that is a problem for some brothers. Oh, she sold out.
I don't think she. I mean, I love interracial.
I mean, Kanye. Y'all still supporting Kanye and what he married to?
I'm not supporting.
Yes, you are. Stop lying. Tell the world you bought that album, that gospel hip hop album.
I wanted
me to look at it to talk about it, and I ain't supporting that motherfucker. But you said she married to a white man like Kanye's married to a white woman. Let's talk about double standards once again.
She's not white. She's Armenian.
She ain't black.
She's a Nubian.
She white. That skin is white.
And she's done more for black people than Kamala Harris.
You a motherfucking lie.
Mic drop.
She didn't drop
one of Clue's bombs for me.
She didn't help free two black people through Trump so that he could get his little platform or his little award from the 2020 group last weekend. And now you want to say Kim Kardashian has done more than Kamala Harris. But you see what you said?
I was joking around.
You were joking, but there are a lot of people that believe that shit and will giggle and laugh with you about that shit. And I feel like it's so telling about our black community, how we are willing to just click on and receive this negative information about this black woman who has put herself in position, got the education,
right,
to be a help to the black community. Because while she was in office, when she got elected to DA, the number of
black people incarcerated
declined.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, and this whole thing about, oh, she locked up black men for marijuana. No, the fuck she didn't. I mean, my God. I'm not even going to go into
that. That's funny, too, because people, that's.
But just think about that. I was just telling this to my barber earlier. Shout out to Haji. He makes the brother look good.
Oh, you got a haircut?
Yeah. You can't tell? Don't act like that. Oh, okay. Well, I'm fresh. Yeah, you better take that back. Let him know. Haji's no joke. Well, anyway, he's not here no day. You see a picture of me. Hello. And you'll see. Haji keeps me together. But, though, back to what we were saying was, I was just telling him how California has over 40 million people.
Right.
In one state.
Yep.
Anybody listening to this, does your state have over 40 million people? And if, okay, so, and I say that because she was the Attorney General of California. So she oversaw the, in keeping the state safe, 40 million people safe. Now, of that, they came out and somebody came out with some clickbait. I think it was Breitbart News that where the story originated, that she locked up black men. And of the 40 million type people, they wanted to say she locked up anywhere, what, 1,500, 1,900, something like that.
Wow.
That's, but to me, I'm like, that's what you threw out. That's the number you want to say.
Yeah.
Let's say 2,000. Just say, she say you locked, right, she locked right. up 2,000 black men for marijuana. Like, out of 40 million people, you ain't dealing with shit with just the 2,000. However, that was even wrong. That was a lie. I'm almost like, why don't y'all make up some better lies?
Right.
Like, really grab our attention. But what they did is they did just enough to play off the fear that the black community has when it comes to police. And we, the black community, we have, and we have reasonable fears because the police have done some dirty shit. There are a lot of corrupt cops in the world. However, there are a lot of good cops in the world. I'm from Arkansas originally. And that cop, there's a cop that's got over 2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, God, that white cop?
Yes.
That's not impressive.
You a motherfucking lie. He's a good person, actually. God. But that's what I'm saying. Even something like that. Like, oh, the white cop. Oh, my God. Your whole
tone.
You're doing
your fucking job. You're a cop. We pay you to do a job.
Like, yes, but his job is not to. No, he ain't going to have to come back and get these kids toys and clothes and shit. That's community service, nigga. That's building relationships. That's not his job. His job is to patrol the streets. He ain't got to get out of his car and say shit to them.
Well, now
so he's going above and beyond. So give him credit where motherfucking credit's due. That's what you got
to
do. That's what niggas don't like to do.
Too, isn't he married to a black woman?
What?
Isn't he
married? And he married to a black woman.
A sister.
But no, but you just had a problem because Kamala was married to a white woman.
Nah. Oh, she's a lesbian now? Kamala's a lesbian? She is from San Francisco.
Oh, my God. There you go.
Shout out to my lesbians.
She actually from Oakland. She's from Oakland.
No, I don't got a problem with interracial dating at all.
Do you have a problem with Kamala Harris?
No, this is another episode. Can you be pro-black and married to someone who's not?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Kanye is pro-black.
Kanye. That is another episode.
Do you think she's going to win
pro-Kanye
presidency?
Does she what?
Do you think she's going to win presidency?
Yes, I think she is.
You really do?
And I really do. And I'm going to tell you why, because I've done my research. The niggas always say, do your research. Do your research. That's the number one.
We
tweet back or response from niggas on social media is do your research. However,
we research conspiracy theories.
We sure will. Cause we made the Illuminati live and breathe.
Oh yeah,
all through every TV, every video we see on TV got the Illuminati in it. If you are a subscriber to them stories on YouTube,
right,
because that's
right.
Exactly what people run to YouTube. And you got to realize who's putting this stuff out. It's just
white people.
No, ain't even white people. It's not a color. It's ignorant people. People that are willing to go with the conspiracy theories.
Right.
Stuff they don't know anything about.
Right.
The unknown. So they'll say, oh, this makes sense to me. I'm going to push this. And that's what they run with.
Right.
But I do think that Kamala Harris has a chance to win. I do. Because the reason I say she do, because she has great plans.
She has great plans?
She has great plans. Her plans have been, again.
Okay, so this is, none of that stuff matters. We have Donald Trump in office. So it's like, he had great plans. You know what
no,
I mean?
He didn't.
He had terrible plans.
Name one.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We have a rapist, racist, and a porn star
in the White House.
Mm-hmm. So like all those traditional rules and things that we're used to when it comes to like what a president should be and what presidents have been over the past, how many? 45 presidents over the past how many years? Doesn't apply anymore. The game is different. The game is not the same. Like, you don't even need political fucking experience to be the president now.
As we see, look at Pete Buttigieg. That guy, he barely has any experience.
So, Kamala Harris is fit to be president. You know, she's amazing. You know what I mean? She's what we need. But will she win? I don't think so. I think that we need somebody who is just as slimy as fucking Donald Trump to run against him, to get him out of office. Because Donald Trump is going to fucking...
Okay, but this is the thing. You saying you need somebody slimy.
Well, he's
going to
be impeached anyway, so...
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Y'all, yeah. People got to... You got to realize what you're saying. I heard a girl tell me this at work. A white girl told me this at work yesterday, what you said. So there are people that believe what you're saying right now. That you think... Because Trump has been so... slimy and demeaning and low and just the worst of what we are as Americans or as human beings, period.
Right.
He's been that.
Right.
People think that you have to come back with that in order to win. And that's not true.
That's what got him in the White
House. That is not true. What got him in the White House was cheating. Okay, I get that. But that is not, so it's almost like, well, you grew up when I grew up. We're not that far in age. You watched how, listen to you, G.I. Joe. Most of the time, villains are going to win at some point. And this was a villain, and he got in the White House. However, good does still okay, win in the end. Okay, so my point is, I hope
we live in that America where good wins.
I mean, well, we had Obama. Come on now. Obama had this is what you got to realize, too. Obama had the whole world talking about, yes, we can, about hope.
He did.
Yes, for 8 years.
That
okay,
was like a Black Mirror episode.
So, is it right after him, what comes in? The opposite. The total opposite of what Obama was. Okay, so what's going to happen after Trump? The total opposite of what Trump is.
What,
and what's
on
the total opposite of Trump? A female, Black female at that. Or something that ain't white, because I know Elizabeth Warren ain't it. So, I'm just saying that just like Obama was one extreme, here came another extreme. And just like Trump is an extreme, it's going to be another extreme. And what I like about Kamala is that even though she's married to a white man, she's saying more pro-Black shit than I've ever heard Obama say.
Right.
She, just the other day, just this week, she's in Iowa telling a group of people over the age of 50, white people. Primarily, the room was basically full of white people.
Right.
That's mostly what's in Iowa.
Right.
She's telling them, she says, if your family didn't... if your family is not Native American or were not kidnapped and put on a slave ship to come to America, your family's an immigrant.
Okay.
And that, for a lot of people, especially Caucasians, has been very hard to swallow.
Wait, repeat that again?
She says, she said, if your family is not Native American, the people that were here originally,
and weren't put on a slave ship,
and they were not kidnapped and put on a slave ship and brought to America, your family were immigrants.
Right.
And that is the truth.
That's very powerful, actually.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's in your
It's like short and sweet.
It's short and it's to the point. It's the fucking truth. And once you're able to swallow that little harsh pill that's hard to swallow for so many, because they want to say, oh, this is America. Go back where the fuck you came from. Like Trump saying, go back to where you came from. Bitch, go back to where you came from.
His wife.
And so that's what I'm saying.
Our first lady don't
but
even
see,
know
Kamala
English.
Giving him what you watch Married to Medicine?
Medicine Wives. That's one of our shows.
Medicine Wives.
Married to Medicine. That's one of our shows.
Okay. So, like Dr. Jackie on Married to Medicine. I'm a fan of her. I'm a fan of hers because she has intelligent.
No, we literally edit and produce that show.
Okay. I get it. Bravo. I love it. I love it. So, but I'm saying, well, let Dr. Jackie know for me that I love the way she handles people. You don't play. She doesn't come off and start throwing cherries when they're throwing cherries. In fact, she's so smart and so above the bullshit, she just gives them a nice motherly look. Like, bitch, don't fuck with me. And what she does says is she educates them. Her reads and her shade on that show is like educating. So I'm like, that woman is brilliant. I like how she handles shit.
She is dope. She's going to deliver my baby.
So she's going to deliver your baby.
The one I'm having with this white woman I've been dealing with.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't even care to hear.
I got money, so...
You got money. Give it all to him, like the girl. Anyway, but like I'm saying, so yes, I think Kamala Harris has a great shot. I feel like once we get some of these people out of the race that are just in the race taking up space,
right?
Who really are there for brand building?
Elizabeth Warren.
I'm not gonna say she's there. I think Elizabeth Warren is there because she feels like she can do a good job as president.
Bernie
However.
Sanders.
She was very, to me, she's problematic. I mean, it's for many reasons. You say Bernie Sanders?
You say Elizabeth Warren is.
Yes, because if you've been going around, you. She said she was Native American. Okay? And she put on her ticket that she was Native American. She's been a Republican for 47 years, doing Nixon, doing Reagan, doing the Bushes. She was a Republican. She didn't become a Democrat until 1994, I think it was, while Clinton was in the House, in the White House. So my thing with her is like, so you, now you come out and you say, oh, you are against corruption and against all this, you know, just the...
But some of the systems that's in place today is in result of her.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Well, I'm not going to say it's a result. I think she's been a lawyer prior to her service in government. And from what I understand, she was a lawyer for these big corporations.
Right.
A lot of times. And so now she's trying to take on corrupt corporations. I'm like, oh, girl, well, you taking on what you actually helped put out there. You helped build these corporations to be what they are. That's, so now you're going to come back and say, okay, well, I'm sure you, I mean, I get it. It's okay to try to right your wrongs that you've done in the world before you pass. She's 70 years old, so I would try to do my shit. I would try to get into heaven, too. But I say, okay, let me go back and correct some shit.
Right.
And I feel like that's more like what she's doing. And not only that, but you, when, who, a lot of people have been told by their parents or their grandmother, whoever, that they have, well, I'm going to say what they usually say, you got Indian in your family. They don't say Native American. We didn't say Native American growing up. We just say, I got Indian in my family. Now, who really does have Indian, legit Indian in her family is Kamala Harris. Because her mama is from India.
You're talking about two different Indians.
No. I know that. But I'm saying, though. But which
her mama is straight up Indian.
Her mama is straight up Indian. So, but her dad's from Jamaica. So, anyhow, back to as far as Elizabeth comes.
You're funny.
How did
Indian,
that?
You talk about two different Indians.
I know that.
Native American.
I'm saying I know that. I know people listening know what the fuck I'm talking about. Okay. I'm saying how I know there's two different Indians, but because of the ignorance in America,
we have
called Native American Indians when they are not Indians. They are Native Americans. So I'm saying that for this woman to put on her actual, when she applied to be a professor at Harvard University, put on her application that you are, you know, a Native American. And when she was registered in Texas as a Republican, she put on her card that she was, what did she call herself? I think it was Indian American. She didn't put down Native American. She put down, y'all don't quote me on that. Look it up. Google it. It's out there. You'll see the whole card yourself.
Transracial.
And it turns out she's not. And you know who called her out on that?
Who?
Donald Trump. That's what I'm saying. She's already played once with Donald Trump and lost that fight. Like, you don't step up to the plate and swing at the ball and you miss. You struck out, lady.
That brings up an interesting point. I wonder, so Kamala Harris is Indian. Her mother is, like,
her mother's Indian and her dad's black. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why she doesn't. I wonder, because she's very vocal about her ethnicity.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder why she doesn't. Why isn't that like a part of the campaign? Like her reaching out to like the Indian population.
She is.
Is she?
Oh my God! That's what people don't know. You got to do your research. The Native Americans have already.
I'm talking about Indian people from India. Again,
that goes back to people doing their research. If you only look at, if your research is looking at CNN, MSNBC, The Shade Room, or TMZ, then I'm just saying you're not going to be getting, those are good sources, don't get me wrong,
right?
But you're only going to get a limited amount of information from them. So if you really want to know where she is, what she's been doing, who she's been doing it with, and how she's helped or who's supporting her,
right,
then you have to look that up, because you're not going to get everything in a quick soundbite. You're not going to get everything in some clickbait. You got to do some research if you want to know about the person. However, or you don't have to do a lot of research and you can just say, I'm going to go off of what I feel and I'm going to vote ignorantly. I'm going to be ignorant and just vote off of what this person, this one story I saw, which is perfectly fine. That's your right as an American. All I'm saying is make sure you actually go vote, because that's what happens is all the people on social media, all that talk that goes right on, half of them don't even take their ass out to vote.
Right. They don't. You guys don't vote. Guys are probably not even registered.
So that's a problem in itself. So, I mean, we could talk all day till we blue in the face. They can campaign all day till they blue in the face. They're human beings, all right? And they're traveling zip-zap back and forth across this country trying to rally people to come out and support them. And then at the same time, you got somebody to get online, make a 2-second video that's anti one of these candidates. And that, because people buy into negativity so much easier, people run with that before they actually run with the woman just knocked at your fucking door and gave you the reason for that supposed story. You know, it's like you got to listen, you know, and actually trust yourself more than what these sound bites you're clicking on. So like what you said, you like Kamala Harris, but then you sitting there saying, I don't know, I think she got to be dirty to be able to play against Trump. No, you ain't got to be dirty to play against Trump. You got to be smart to play against Trump. And she's already played in smart. What did she do last weekend? For those that don't know, last weekend there was a presidential forum at a HBCU school at Benedict College in South Carolina. Right? So it was put on by this group called 2020. And they wanted to give Donald Trump the platform and an award at their forum for his prison reform. Okay, so when Kamala found out about that, she said, "Well, I'm not coming. I'm not going to be involved in part of that." And what they also did in that was they didn't allow the students to even come to the event.
Right.
They said they allotted 10 tickets for 10 students at that university to come. However, the room held like 300, and then Trump bust in over 200 or so people of his supporters to basically make him look good for a photo op. His black supporters, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So, yes. So probably the damn Kanye Sunday service people. I'm kidding. But whoever. He bust in black supporters to be the hoorah when he comes on stage. And he only allowed 10 students to come. And of those 10, 7 showed up. However, once Kamala stepped out and said, I'm not doing that, you had Cory Booker and Van Jones and other people come out saying, well, I'm still going, yada, yada, yada. And they gave their reasons why. However, the school stepped in and said, well, wait a second. We want all the candidates to come. Why isn't she coming? And they said, oh, well, we didn't even know. They didn't even know that Trump was going to get an award.
Right.
For that the 2020 group was giving Trump an award, because the 2020 group is not a part of the college.
Right.
You know, they were using their space. So then the school said, no, we're not going to be, you know, allow you to use our space for propaganda. So the school said, well, we're going to invite, you know, you guys are no longer invited to host the presidential forum. You can give your dude the president. They gave Trump his award, but he did not get the satisfaction of being able to sequester those black students.
Right.
And to actually hijack the presidential forum. So what Kamala, so now, so the school says, well, we're going to invite Kamala back.
Right.
She says, okay, I'm coming. on behalf of the school and behalf of the students, I'm coming. And so what she does when she gets there is she, while Trump is doing his thing, she goes and she talks to these kids while they're in their dorms, while they're locked up because they can't, you know, they told them not to leave their rooms.
Right.
What kind of shit is that, nigga? This is America.
Right, right.
You telling
right.
these students, black kids at that, not to leave their room because the president's there. Now, for anyone that hasn't had the president come to, any president, not just Trump, Obama, Bill Clinton, Bush, whoever, come to your community, it's a whole lot of red tape. It's a lot of shit. Traffic is a beast. You got black cars everywhere.
Right.
The Secret Service is everywhere. It's a whole production. Okay, because I remember I was in high school. I went to Little Rock Central High School, and I graduated. Well, the year I graduated, ain't nobody's business. But the living presidents came to my school to celebrate the anniversary of the Little Rock Nine.
That's so dope. You went to that.
So
school.
Bill Clinton, George Bush.
They don't
Bush,
even know what that is.
Well, Google it. That's what Google. You got your phone, Google it. Bill Clinton, George Bush, you had Jimmy Carter. You had all the living presidents come to my school, and it was a whole production.
Wow.
I mean, like the fact that the president was coming, they went and painted every house. Now, the school is in the hood. Don't get me wrong. Right. And the houses around the school were boarded up. Like abandoned houses. By the time the media got there and the presidents got there, you would have thought the shit was like a Tyler Perry studio.
Wow.
It's Tyler Perry soundstage, because every one of those houses, the front of those houses was repainted. The boards were taken off. The corner stores where my first day of school at the high school, across the street is a corner store.
Right.
There was a shooting at that. When we got out of class and we had to get on the bus, everybody used to go across to this little liquor store. Right. They had all the candy and stuff and hang out.
Right.
My first day there at school, there was a whole shootout. Somebody went in and got the shoot.
Shit.
All that shit, when the presidents came, looked like something out of a movie.
Oh, wow.
It was cleaned up. So, yeah. And I only say that to say that it is a production when Secret Service comes to your area.
Right.
So,
right.
The fact that they came to that university and told these students, don't come out of your room, to me, okay, that's not cool. And Trump was not willing to answer any questions.
Right.
From the students. That's why he told them, they had them to lock them in the room. But when Kamala comes along and rescue the fucking students, as a civil rights activist that she is, it's a whole different story.
Yeah.
So then it played out in her face. So then what he did, he went around and he tweeted about her. And so he now trying to take swipes to her on tweets, calling, saying, oh, she don't want it because what I've done for the black community, I've done more for the black community than she had. And her tweet was, again, just one of those type of tweets, the type of responses that you're looking for was the type of tweet she gave him. She said he don't know anything about criminal justice part, but what he does know about criminal reform is the criminal part. And, you know, that's the type, and I see, and I get that what a lot of people are looking for is like little sound bites like that.
Yeah.
Little one-liners, like reads, right. Whatever they see on these reality shows. But Kamala got so much more depth to her. She's like I said, she is a black Hillary Clinton. She is a female Barack Obama. Okay, so if you don't know about her, look her up. I mean, you asked me about something about Bernie, or are we good on Bernie? I'm good on Bernie.
I'm good on Bernie.
Bernie just had a heart attack. I want Bernie to take care of Bernie and not let his Bernie bros kill him.
Right, right, right.
That's what I want them to do. I want them to really take care of, like, because I feel like he has done some good. Don't get me wrong. Bernie is a great guy. I think he's done some good. I think the platforms he's been pushing, as far as like increasing minimum wage, he's right. Talking about like free college and free healthcare. Yes, we need somebody that's going to push and promote those. But we also need somebody that knows how to push and promote those in the proper way of actually getting things done. Right. That's what I don't see that Bernie has done. I don't see much of Bernie's record in legislation over the last couple of decades that he's been involved. And I don't see that. So it's hard for me to just say, oh, I'm going to ride with Bernie. I'm not going to ride with Bernie just because Bernie said you get a free car.
Right, right, right.
Like, because Oprah gave people free cars, and what happened? Did you hear about that backstory?
They had to pay the taxes.
They had to pay the motherfucking taxes. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's nice to get something free, but later on, what's the cost of getting something free?
Right, right.
And a lot of times, it's taxes. In Bernie's case, it's taxes.
Right.
So unless y'all got money to pay more in taxes, then shut the fuck up about Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. But I think, do you got anything else to say?
I mean, I'm waiting for this impeachment to take effect and happen, so we could kind of
it's happening. I don't know, you know, I really, at this point, I'm so over Trump. We got one more year, that motherfucker, whether they impeach him or not, let's just hope he don't send a missile someplace that we get retaliated on. I just want to be here in 2020 to vote. I mean, because at this point, he got so much dirt, dude. It's like, is there anything to say about him other than if you can't impeach him, then send Kathy Griffin up there to do what she did to him before?
That's fucked up. Shout out to Kathy Griffin. Yeah, she's funny as hell. She's doing her thing. Again, thank you for tapping in. Apple listeners, hit that subscribe button if you haven't. Spotify, hit that follow button. And while you're at it, follow me at Sean Allen Live on every platform. And for more info on the show, search and follow Hear ASAP everywhere. That is HEAR ASAP. See you guys on the next one.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.